This is The Burt Show.
All right, so if you have won a court case or won a court case recently, you know how that intoxicating win feel can be. But you got to keep it to yourself. Nuh-uh. No, you don't.
We want you to celebrate that court case win with us, because for the first time, I had a friend who had to go to court. And she, I'm not going to go into all the juicy details about it, but she had charges filed against her. And ultimately, it was basically, we'll just say self-defense, found her not guilty, and she got to walk. But listening to her at dinner and describe, like, it was a jury trial. They had to sit there and go through jury selection and pick six jurors. And then after that, she took the stand. He took the stand. Two other people took the stand. So they're doing like testimony, witness testimony. And then ultimately the ruling, the verdict comes out and she is found not guilty. So she is not going to have to spend any time behind bars. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because her ex is a D-bag. Anyway, so I wanted to, like, it was just so fascinating sitting there and listening to her detail it. And I, you know, I wish I could have been there in court with her as support. But obviously, you know, I got a job and a kid, so I wasn't able to be there. So I wanted you to celebrate your court case win with us. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. 855-237-8746. You went to court and you came out victorious and you want to shout it from the rooftops, because that's exactly what Ed Sheeran did when he just won his court case against Marvin Gaye's family for stealing Let's Get It On into Thinking Out Loud.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all. But at the same time, I'm unbelievably frustrated that baseless claims like this are allowed to go to court at all. We've spent the last 8 years talking about two songs with dramatically different lyrics, melodies, and four chords, which are also different and used by songwriters every day all over the world. These chords are common building blocks, which were used to create music long before Let's Get It On was written, and will be used to make music long after we are all gone.
Now, when we were rehashing this over appetizers and wine, we were not as eloquent and had a lot more profanities, but
and he doesn't sound and let me give the phone number out again also, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. He was very, I think, exhausted by the time he won that court case. And I think he was very reserved also, because I think probably behind closed doors, he was probably cracking some champagne and high-fiving his lawyers and stuff like that. But what most people don't, I don't think, understand if you've never gone to court is how much of a mind drain it's on your mind all the time. And his court case, I think, went back to 2016 or 2017.
And my friends, too, because of the pandemic, it kept getting postponed and kept getting postponed. So you're just drawing it out and drawing it out and drawing it out. But they finally had their day in court and she was victorious.
So today is the day you get to tell the world about your win. Good morning, Chastity.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, you won a case.
Yes, I won a case against the DNR, which DNR kind of like top tier. They're kind of the Texas Rangers around here anyways. But I went down a path I thought was drivable. It wasn't. I got stuck. I got someone to come and get me out, but DNR tried to give me a ticket for going down a footpath, is what they call them. But I took pictures of all the other footpaths that had signs, and I took a picture of the one that I went down, and it didn't have a sign. And the lady at the court, she's like, I have never had the opportunity to throw out a ticket from DNR before. She said, so congratulations, you're the first one.
So for those that are in your car and you can't Google it, because we were all in here doing it, DNR is Department of Natural Resources Division. So you were on a path and then some DNR policeman comes up and gives you a ticket for walking?
No, because I drove down what is considered a footpath.
Oh, okay. I got you.
They're just for walking, and I didn't realize that because it looked like other people had driven down it and there was no signs or no nothing. But he was just mean about the whole situation and everything, so it kind of made me smug to be able to walk out.
That feels good. Yep, that feels good. All right, here is Brooke. Good morning, Brooke. You were on the Burt Show.
Hi, long time listener.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Celebrate your court case victory.
Okay, so this is a wild one. When I was 20, I joined the Army, and my dad had me sign a document stating that if I died while I was in the Army, my husband at the time would not be able to evict him from my property, which he was going to be allowed to live on. And I thought, like, okay, this is ridiculous, but fine, I get it. Things happen. So I signed the document. And he ripped the document signature page off and put it on a deed transfer paperwork.
No,
and illegally transferred ownership of my entire property to himself. He convinced the notary to notarize it without me being there and had it filed. And then he took out a mortgage on the property and didn't pay it.
Damn.
And then he died. And I didn't find any of this out until after he died. And I had to go to court against his estate, I guess, my deceased dad, to win my own land back and convince the judge that I never gave my dad all of my property.
Wow.
So you won a court case against your dead dad?
Yes.
Congratulations. Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I think.
Yeah. A, I'm sorry for your loss. B, I'm glad you won the court case.
Yeah. And you got your land back.
Right. Seriously.
I'm sad my dad is dead, but also furious to find out that he stole my land.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Mix of emotion.
At some point, you guys are going to be soul to soul, and that's going to be one pay-per-view I'd like to see.
This is The Burt Show.